Hey, this is Dirk Nowitzki, and you're listening to the Mavs Step Back Podcast.
TK. I like this, TK. I like that. Yeah, it's the Mavericks, all about action. Don't do no acting, no Samuel Jackson. Dirk get the ball, you know that it's magic. Post move deadly, yeah, get tragic. Look with the ball, yeah, get nasty. He'll drop 30, don't gotta ask him.
Luka with the step back 30. Oh, yeah!
Boy, Chris Stapps, looking like Duncan Nash in the gap. They just want a ring, want to fill the gap. On your team head, ain't talking heads. Dang, go relax, still at a champ. Defense still coming with the Galabas flow. The Mavs are best on the flow.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome into another episode of the Mavs Step Back Podcast. I'm your host, Dalton Trigg. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host and Dallas Basketball on SI colleague, Matt Galatson. The Mavs, they had a big win in Houston. Luka, he sat out the night before when the Mavs played in Chicago, and they lost a close game there despite the 31-7-5 line that Jalen Brunson put up. So they weren't able to get it done there. Zach LaVine lit them up for 39 points. But then on the second night of a back-to-back, Luka came back. He had a 30-point triple-double. His second consecutive 15-rebound game. He ended up with 16 against Houston and 11 assists. But, Matt, the biggest difference, and, you know, we've been calling for it forever, and it was just so refreshing to see it, and not just to see it, but to see it succeed. They started Willie Cauley-Stein at center. And, I mean, we've been wanting to see this forever. I mean, the eye test told you that it's probably the right move. And sure enough, in his first start of the season, Cauley-Stein went out there and put up 15 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, a block, a steal. He was plus 18 in 24 minutes. And the Mavs got the 13-point win on the road. So it turned out very well for the Mavs starting Cauley-Stein, and against Christian Wood too, who has been exceptional for Houston this year so far. You know, he was blowing by him and on the fast break and getting some easy dunks at the rim past Wood. So, I mean, it was nice to see. I'm super excited about it. I hope they stick with it going forward, but what's your initial reaction there to that finally happening?
It's amazing what happens when you when your head coach listens to a podcast called Mavs Step Back Podcast. I really enjoyed it. It was nice. It was vindicating. How long they stick with it is another question, obviously.
Yeah.
We all know how stubborn Rick can be about his guys. I'm sure he was in Mark and Donnie's offices kicking and screaming about getting rid of JJ. But, you know, Dwight's his other pet cat, and I expect to see him in the starting lineup in their next game. But
yeah,
we'll see. 'Cause, I mean, and one other thing that, I loved Willie being in there in the starting lineup, but he played really well. But then they also still went to that rotation that lineup at some point, or a few points actually, with Dwight and Tim and, you know, the normal starting five, which I was like,
yeah,
I hate this lineup.
I don't think it was, I forgot who it was. I was talking with somebody last night during the game, and the Mavs had gone up by, I believe, 14 or 15 at one point in that second half. And then they put Dwight Powell in, like you said, that regular lineup that Rick is just like desperately hoping clicks at some point. And the lead started dwindling. And I was like, you know what? Watch this lead completely evaporate before the changes get made. And sure enough, it got down to like an 85-85 tie before the sub was made. And then, you know, Jalen Brunson, he had another big stretch similar to how he did the night before, where he put the Mavs up 4, and then, you know, Dallas never looked back from that point. But yeah, there were some close moments there, and you can just tell. And I don't know why it's like that. I mean, I guess, I mean, I do. Dwight Powell's lost a step, but it's just every time he comes in, things just start to go south. And I mean, I hate it for the guy, but you know, you have to do what makes the team better. And it seems like Rick Carlisle, he finally made that decision, which, you know, was a tough decision for him as much as he loves Powell, and it worked out for the best. But, and I mean, Matt, that wasn't the only change in the starting lineup. They brought Tim Hardaway Jr. off the bench too. You know, he's been struggling. He came off the bench in that Jason Terry type role, and Maxey started alongside Willie Cauley-Stein in the front court. And that worked out well too, because Tim Hardaway Jr. ended up with 30 points off the bench, and he shot 11 of 14 from the field, 8 of 10 from three.
So, yeah, he's probably not going to have another good game for 2 weeks. But
he used his good game allowance. He used a lot of it in that one. So yeah.
he got an advance on his next good game. In this one too, so it's you know, it is what it is. But I liked that move as well. Tim has been struggling, like you said. I don't think I liked who they put in his place. I would have rather them gone a different direction. But I mean, Maxey was effective. He didn't score, but he was what, plus 16 or something like that, and played good defense. And
yeah, he grabbed 9 rebounds and dished out 3 assists too. And one of them was a really nice backdoor pass to Willie Cauley-Stein, big to big. So, I mean, I liked it, to be honest with you. And I mean, I don't know if you saw it, but I believe Kleba is shooting like 45% from three so far this season, or somewhere in there. So
I had not seen that.
I mean, he's been shooting. He's like one of the only Mavericks that's been shooting the ball well. So I'm okay with it. I think it brings a lot more defense to the starting lineup. It's bigger. I think both Kleba and Willie Cauley-Stein are capable of defending out on the perimeter if needed. A lot of good switchability there in that starting lineup. So,
well, you know which direction I would have gone. But
James Johnson, I'm
yes,
sure.
But yeah. it worked last night. Maybe if it's a different team, there's, you know, they throw different guys out there. Who knows? I've been all in on the James Johnson train through the first few games. Last night he played like Dookie.
Yeah, that last night wasn't the James Johnson poster game. So
no. Tim Hardaway Jr. took all of his good things and kept them for himself. But it's the first game of the season where he's really been not great. And I think he's been awesome all year outside of that game. So I hope to see him in the starting lineup at some point. Last night it worked with Maxey. Maybe it'll work next time with James Johnson, or, you know, whatever other thing Rick wants to do. As long as it's not Dwight Powell, I think we'll both be happy.
Yeah. And look, another guy that's been struggling this year for the Mavs has been Dorian Finney-Smith. You know, he shot near 40% from three last year. From the corners, he shot at least 45% is what I'm remembering. And he has really struggled this year. At one point last night, he airballed a three-pointer from the corner. Like, that's pretty hard to do for an NBA player. But he finally got a couple to go, and he ended up with 9 points and 4 rebounds last night. But Finney-Smith's importance to this team comes when he's guarding players like James Harden. For whatever reason, James Harden, Finney-Smith is like one of the top 2 or 3 guys in the league that James Harden just always has problems against. And that was evident again last night, because James Harden, he played 38 minutes and he only had 21 points on 5 of 17 shooting. And he was 3 of 11 from 3. So, I mean, and not just Finney-Smith, which Finney-Smith was on him a lot in that game, but when you get in switching situations to where it's like, okay, I'm going to, you know, say he gets a screen from PJ Tucker, you know, Christian Wood, whoever. Say he gets a screen and whoever's screening has Josh Richardson on him. Like, that's a lose-lose situation for James Harden, because you go from Finney-Smith to Richardson, both who are just, you know, exceptional perimeter defenders. And even if it's Christian Wood, you know, like early in the game when Willie Cauley-Stein was guarding him, you know, on those switches, he's so long and athletic. It just made it really hard for Harden, no pun intended, but made it really hard for him. And I love it, Matt. I love the flexibility that this lineup had. And like we said, you know, once they went to that bench unit, things started to, you know, get a little bit out of control. But I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed that starting lineup. And Thursday, the Mavs will go to Denver and take on the Nuggets, who have struggled a little bit this year. And we'll see if they can keep it going. But I love it. I love that Rick Carlisle finally did something that I've been begging for. I said, look, I told you on the last pod we got on, or the last two pods we've done, I said, look, if he will do this and it doesn't work, I will shut up about it. I promise I'll shut up about it. Well, he did it and it worked, so I guess I'll never shut up now.
No, don't ever shut up about it. On the Harden thing, it's certainly a lot more difficult for opposing teams when you're switching into Josh Richardson rather than Seth Curry. So, I mean, that's something we've been wanting for the last couple of years, is more perimeter defense, and it seems to be paying off. They're a much better defensive team this year. The Mavs seem to play Harden pretty well no matter what, but having that extra guy to throw at him, I think – pretty much just solidifies to me that, you know, I don't think Houston's making the playoffs this year. I think they're kind of a mess. But yeah, would they, whether it was last year or this year, if they kept the roster intact, Dallas is definitely the best team in Texas now, and that's also a good feeling. Yeah. I love that. I love it to death. I hate the Rockets. I hate the Spurs. I hope they both get shot into the sun. So it's nice. And I just, man, the thing that concerns me is can Dallas string it together?
Yeah.
Can they do more than one good game in a row? Because so far,
I think the answer, I think the short answer to that is yes, because these last two games, you can just kind of tell that Luka has his legs again. You know, he's constantly, every passing day, he's getting in better shape. And I think that's evident by these last two games. I mean, back-to-back games where you're grabbing 15 rebounds and he almost scored 30 in the one before this. And then he went off for, I forgot what he had, like 33 in this one. Yeah, he had 33 points, 16 rebounds, 11 assists. He's hitting some threes now. I mean, he just looks so much better than he did in the first four games of the season. So I'm very encouraged by his play so far.
I am too. It's not just him that, you know, I'm concerned about what Rick is going to do with Dwight Powell. I don't want this one game to be a one and done. Well, oh, that was fun. We wanted Dwight to come off the bench because of a matchup, whatever. That would piss me off. Obviously, when KP comes back, that'll help.
Hey everyone, I want to tell you about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here at Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everybody the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you want to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As a part of the program, you'll receive personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all other listening platforms. And the best part is, you can get all of this for only $15 a month. the same rate as any other hosting site would charge you just for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to leveling up your sports experience. Acceptance into the program is limited, so get your application today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description box for this episode to find out more, but that's bwhustle.com/join.
Support for the Mavs Step Back podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped just launched in the UK. We've gone years without using the right tools for the job. You can be one of the first men in England to experience their life-changing products. I don't know about you guys, but if you've ever had an accident down there, it's not the best feeling in the world. It can get in the way of a lot of more important things that you have going on and make things uncomfortable. That's why Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team has perfected the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0 in the UK. Their third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave. The waterproof technology allows you to groom in the shower. And one of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. They've also upgraded to a 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology. And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud, because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. If you're listening to me speak right now, I want you to experience it firsthand for yourself. Let's get that bush to tush clean. Get 20% off free shipping with the code LUCA at manscaped.com. Make your testies their besties. Get 20% off free shipping with the code LUCA at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code LUCA. Your balls will thank you.
Yeah.
But I need to see them string together two good games before I can be confident in it.
Yeah. And I mean, look, this was the first time that, well, actually the Bulls game was the first time the Mavs had a different starting lineup. But like I said, Luka sat that one out with a what they called a quad contusion. So that was kind of an asterisk on that. But this in Houston, that was really the first time that they truly switched up that starting five. And it worked. And like I said, I hope it continues to work. You know, they play the Nuggets next. I wouldn't be shocked if they go with the same lineup, just because, you know, you have Jokic to deal with. And I think having that front court with Maxey and Colley Stein, I think that could give the Nuggets a lot of problems. And the Nuggets, they've struggled so far this year. They're 2-4 on the season. They give up a ton of points, ton of open threes. So it should, well, I say should. It could be another really nice game for the Mavs on Thursday night. That one will be on TNT, and it's the late game, I believe. It's 9 o'clock is when it tips. And I'm looking forward to it, because the Mavs, they won the season series against the Nuggets last year 3-1, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah.
I think so. That's right. Yeah. They won the season series against the Nuggets. The only one they lost was like a 1-point loss, and it was just because Dorian Finney-Smith mishandled the what would have been the last second shot. So, I mean, I think this team matches up really well with the Nuggets. And you've got today, you've got tomorrow, and you've got all day Thursday until tip. And, Matt, I really think – I mean, we were hoping that KP would come back for that Rockets game, but I really feel like there's a real shot he could come back for the Nuggets game too, because – he has 3 full days since the end of that Rockets game to get some more practice time in. There won't be any traveling, you know, except for when they go to Denver, which they're probably already there. So I feel like this little 3-day stretch where nothing's going on, I think it could be enough time since he's been practicing 5-on-5 to like really get him ramped up, and he could potentially make his season debut going into the weekend. What do you think?
It's certainly possible. I would like to see it.
I just think he's ready.
You know? I think he's ready too. I think they probably wait until the next home game personally, but I hope that you're right.
In front of all the fans?
Well, yeah. I mean, duh. But I just I don't know.
I guess Houston is one of those teams that that's allowing some fans in the arena, because I saw a handful of fans out there last night. I don't know what the restriction is of it, but it seemed like they had a pretty decent crowd, at least in that lower bowl section. So,
yeah, I don't know. I don't think that him coming back on the road, as much as I'd like to see it, is going to happen. I don't know. Yeah. They're so confusing with injuries. Like Luka's quad contusion, that's not a real thing.
Yeah, Luka even said after the game last night that that wasn't a serious deal at all, which led me to believe that, you know,
they were resting.
They were basically just resting him, and they thought that they could steal one from Chicago. But as soon as they said he was out, I was like, oh, that's a bad choice. I knew what was going to happen. You know, especially the way Chicago's played the Mavs the last couple of years, and LaVine always lights them up. I mean, you got to play Luka in games like that if you're going to win. You as good as Jalen Brunson was, I mean, you can't rely on that sitting Luka out and expecting to come out with a win against a team like that. So,
yeah, especially when KP's not on the lineup.
Yeah. So a couple little things here, and then we'll wrap this thing up. But there's a trend so far. Every game the Mavs have won the rebounding battle, they have they've won the game. So surprise, surprise.
That's funny how that works.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, when you give maximum effort and you go out there and you win on the boards, you win the game. So hopefully they can keep that up. Like I said, Luka getting his rebounding superpowers back and having back-to-back 15-plus rebound games, that's a really good sign. He's up to 26 points. Let's see. What's he averaging right now? He's averaging 26 points and 7 assists, 9 rebounds on the season now. He's up to – last time we recorded, he was shooting 9% from 3. It's up to 20% now, so
hey.
Yeah, that's on the rise. I mean, it's looking up for the Mavs right now. Luka, he's looking like – this is the guy who everybody was predicting to win MVP in preseason. So I think he's getting back to himself, and just adding KP to this mix is gonna take the team to the next level. Now, if KP does not come back this Thursday – I still think the Mavs are okay, because I think they'll try out this new starting lineup again. And I think it, like I said, when you put Willie Cauley-Stein, any kind of versatile athlete that you put alongside Luka, I mean, good things are going to happen. You give him an athlete to work with, and, you know, he's going to find him on lobs, and you saw him outrun Christian Wood. They started at the same point on one end of the floor, Matt, and Willie Cauley-Stein outran Christian Wood by about 5 feet down the court, and Luka hit him with a perfect pass for a transition dunk. I mean, the guy is lightning quick for a big. So I think it just works really well from a chemistry standpoint, and the more minutes he gets with Luka, the better he'll be. But here's my last question to you, Matt, and we'll take off here. But when KP does come back, what does that mean for Powell? Because we brought, and I'll let you get into all this, but the last episode we talked about this, both of us were on the same page in saying that we didn't think Powell was even a rotation player right now, the way he was playing. So when KP does come back, does that bump Powell out of the rotation? You know, especially with how Willie's playing now, do you let Willie take up those minutes and, you know, Powell just not play? What do you think?
If anyone else was the coach of the Dallas Mavericks, I would say absolutely. But I have this sinking feeling in my heart that even when KP comes back, Dwight's either going to start or have a major role and take minutes away from Willie. And that terrifies me. It scares me. It worries every word under the sun. Dreading that. I mean, I can't. He's such a smart basketball coach. He's one of the smartest coaches in the NBA. He's one of the top three coaches in the NBA, in my opinion. If he makes that dumb of a decision, I won't even know what to say anymore. Because that would just be horrendously dumb.
Yeah.
Especially after the evidence of last night with what Willie did and what happened when Powell was in the lineup against a big who isn't that good of a player. Like, he's good. He's been good this year. But he looked like it's seven games into the season, and in six of the seven games, he's looked like he doesn't belong on the floor with anybody.
Yeah. Which, I mean, look, last night was a prime example of what I talked about on a previous episode where, you know, there was this one sequence where Dwight Powell, he blocked Christian Wood, and then he ended up with a steal not too long after that. And it was a really good defensive sequence for Dwight. It's something you don't see very often from him. But then just overall, like I said, it's just something about when he's in the game, the lead just – it starts dwindling, you know. I think it's more on the offensive end than it is on the defensive end at this point, because he just takes up space on offense. And he can't, you know, he can't shoot threes, which we've, you know, he'll take them. And there's still people out there that bite on his pump fakes from deep, which I have no idea why. I don't think they read the scouting report, but, but, you know, he takes up space on offense, and there's no spacing. He's not the same pick and roll threat that he was before his Achilles injury. And then we saw when Willie Cauley-Stein was in there with Luka, he was a pick-and-roll threat all game long. So I think it's a really, really – it was a really easy thing to see, and it was just great that, you know, they finally made a change, and hopefully they stick with it. I completely understand why you're worried that that he may even start again when KP comes back, but – I think at this point, after they've seen it for a handful of games, I really believe that he's going to be in a reserve role going forward, if even that, you know. So they got to, I know they have, you know, emotions about this, and I know they're attached to certain guys, and I love Dwight Powell, the person. He's a super nice dude and everything, but when it comes to winning basketball games, you know, you got to do what you got to do to win, so.
Well, the simple fact of the matter is they have a history of sticking with guys too long and being stubborn about it. So until they show me otherwise, and I don't think it's just Rick, to be honest. Like, when Fish was on here a couple weeks ago, he talked about Avery Johnson and Devin George. Like, yeah. It happens everywhere. You trust the guy to do the right thing and not make mistakes or whatever. But I think Rick is worse about that than a lot of coaches when it comes to sticking with people too long and being stubborn. So we'll see. My fingers are crossed, but I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said earlier too, I really liked what they did, not just bringing Powell off the bench, but also Tim Hardaway Jr., who had been struggling. And, you know, he still got his minutes. He just came off the bench in a Jason Terry role and he lit up the Rockets. And I think that's a really good role for him to have. You know, you can still play him with Luka throughout the game, but, you know, bring him off the bench and let him have that scoring punch for that second unit that's been struggling so far this year. And then you still have a dynamic starting lineup with, you know, adding athletes like Maxi and Willie with Luka. I think it works out overall. I think they're on to something there. So we'll see how it goes Thursday. If KP isn't back, I'm sure I'm confident that they're going to run out that same lineup, and I hope we see similar results. But overall, I think the Mavs have alleviated most of the worries that we had from early on in the season. 3-4 feels a whole lot better than 2-5, especially with how they've won their three games. It's been double-digit wins against the Rockets, the Miami Heat, and the Los Angeles Clippers. So in their wins, they've been really good. In their losses, they've looked pretty bad. But I think most of that had to do with Luka's conditioning and them being stubborn about Powell in that starting lineup. So maybe we're past all that now. But anyway, Matt, any closing thoughts before we take off here?
I don't know.
Very compelling closing thoughts.
Yeah, I just want to see KP back. I'm desperate for it at this point. I never thought I would miss him so much, but I need him back soon because the season is getting deeper every day, and with 10 less games, you got to start winning some of these games that you're supposed to win.
Yeah, and look, the Mavs, they're back in the playoff picture now. You know, they're in the eighth spot right now, and if the playoffs started today after just 7 games played, the Mavs would be playing the number one seeded Clippers in the first round. The team they beat by 51 points about a week ago. So that would be a ton of fun, I'm sure. But guys, we really appreciate it. That's going to be it for another episode of the Mavs Step Back podcast. We really love that you guys come in and listen every single week, and you support us on social and everything. And we really appreciate that. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, if you'll go on there and take about 30 seconds, type in Mavs Step Back podcast and scroll down and give us a nice rating and a review, that would really help us out. On the Step Back Mavs Twitter page, I posted a little clip that shows you how to do that if you're not familiar with leaving reviews there. But if you could do that, that'd really help us out. Be sure to rate and subscribe on all your favorite platforms, and subscribe on our YouTube channel. And depending on what happens later this week, you know, Matt and I, we might find some time to come back on here. But if not, we hope y'all have a great rest of the week, great weekend, and we will see you next time. Y'all have a good one. Take a step back, reminiscing about the old days when I hooped outside with my friends and drunk that OJ. Crossover doing step backs in a pair of J's. These days I'm about my chips like a bag of Lay's. I ain't lying when I tell you people ain't the same. How you real when you sell your soul for the fame? Do anything for a dollar. I'ma stay patient cause I know God promised me a lot of. Looked up to Dirk and MJ instead of blue collar. Excited at the idea of being a true baller. Riding in the bin.